Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Hey everyone, welcome to the podcast. This is Darren, and if you like this content, you have got to come check out my new course, 90-Day Relationship Reset. If you've got drama in your relationships, if you're struggling with a relationship, this is the course for you. Go to my website, drdarrenwilson.com. It's the very first button you push. It'll take you right to the relationship webpage. You can sign up today. You can up-level your relationship. And in 90 days, your relationships will be reset. Come join me today, drdarrenwilson.com. I can't wait to see you in the course room. Oh, welcome in, everyone, to episode number 79 of the Life Coaching for Men podcast. Thanks again for being back this week. Can you believe it is going to be December 9th when this thing releases? I hope you got your Christmas shopping done, or at least you've thought about it, or at least you've thought about a gift for that special someone, or maybe you've thought about a gift for your kid, or maybe this is the year you've thought about a gift for yourself. So just give yourself something, which would be pretty cool, whether it's a physical thing or whether it's something that's just going to help you progress, right, along this journey of self-help and self-knowledge. And whatever that is, and whatever that is to you, is what I hope you'll do this year. I hope you don't let anybody deter you from what you really want and from getting what you really want and giving what you really want. Because at the end of the day, this life is about you, and it's not about anybody else. It's not about anybody else. It's about you. And you get to choose how you show up each day. You get to choose the person that you want to be, and you get to choose the person that you want to be on the other side of, whether it's your spouse, your partner, your parents, your kids, your friendship, your coworker, whoever that is, you ultimately get to decide that. And when you will just kind of release the idea that you have to perform for somebody else in order to be okay, life starts to change. When you just become your authentic self and you show up each and every day the way you want to show up, life gets to be really fun. So wasn't sure I was going to go on that tangent to start, but I did, and here we are. So just encouraging you again to be you. So this week, I want to dive right in. And in the spirit of Christmas, I didn't put this in the title because I didn't want people to think I was being misleading. But in the spirit of Christmas, I want to give you some of the best gifts that you can give your partner, that you can give your spouse, or you can give that significant other. And it's not a physical or monetary gift, right, as you might imagine. But what are some of the best things that you could give to your spouse this holiday season that would be something that they would appreciate, you would appreciate, but at the end of the day, it will help up-level your relationship? Because I know I talk to some of you each week that are really struggling with relationships. You're struggling to kind of navigate your own self through what you want your relationship to look like. You have a tough time dealing with that person that you live with or you spend the majority of your amount of time with. And so this week, I just want to give you something. I want to give you something that you can do that will ultimately help your relationship and ultimately help your partner. You know, it's interesting when you first meet that special someone, right? Life seems to be pretty easy. You kind of, you know, the term is coined, you fall in love, which I think is not true. You don't fall into anything, right? You really decide that you want to love someone or you want to stay with someone. In the very beginning, it seems like it's really an emotional thing and it's a feeling thing. But really, at the end of the day, you're still choosing whether to do that. Now, doesn't it seem like it's easier in the beginning? I mean, if you go back to the very beginning, it almost inevitably seems like it's just easier. You want to do things for the other person. You don't have all of the expectations that we've talked about so many times before. You want to put, you know, their needs ahead of yours. You want to see them as much as you can. And then all of a sudden life happens and you kind of get settled in and you're 3 months, 4 months, 6 months, a year, 20 years down the road. And it's not quite as easy as it once was. And so this week, this just kind of helps you get back. It helps you recenter. And again, it gives you something you can do for your spouse that they don't have to do anything in return. This is all on you this week. So, you know, they probably aren't listening to this podcast, so you can take 100% ownership of this. You don't have to give me any credit. This is all about you showing up and being the husband or the spouse or the partner of the year. So, gift number one. So, the one thing you can do is you can learn what your partner's love language is. Like, what do they love? You know, Gary Chapman wrote a book years ago, The Five Love Languages. It's still a great book. And it talks about all those different things, or the five different things really that we like as humans, right? Whether it's physical touch or it's quality time, it's gifts, you know. So there are those five love languages that he talks about. And you can dive in and kind of figure out what are those things that your partner really likes. So we'll just go through them just quickly. Words of affirmation, quality time, receiving gifts, acts of service, or physical touch. That's kind of his five that he came up with. And there's a couple others too, but those are the ones that he really focuses on. Words of affirmation, quality time, receiving gifts, acts of service, or physical touch. So you probably know what you like. Like, if you like quality time, that's the thing that you really enjoy. You love it when you all just spend time together. Maybe that's not what her thing is, right? Maybe that's not what they like. Maybe they love the words of affirmation, and that is hard for you to do. It's hard for you to tell them how much you love them. It's hard for you to tell them how much you appreciate them. It's hard for you to tell them those things. That's one of those for you guys that you just got to kind of take stock in and go, you know what? This is the person I've said I want to be with. So I need to figure out how I'm going to do this. Maybe it's receiving gifts. Maybe you feel like you've given every gift you could ever give. Be creative. Figure out something else. Give them a creative gift. I was working with a guy today. How awesome is this? He wrote a song. There's a service, and he told me the service, and of course I couldn't remember it. But he wrote a song. He wrote the lyrics to the song, turns it into the service, and the service is going to, there's songwriters out there who are going to put the words to music, and he's going to give her a song for Christmas. That's pretty cool. It may be gift of the year so far. But find out what it is, right? So receiving gifts, acts of service, what can you do? You know, can you wash the dishes an extra time? Can you watch the kids? Can you do something special? Those types of things, physical touch, and then, the acts of service. So whatever it is, okay, figure that out. That one's easy. There's a gimme for you this week. You can figure out what your wife likes and move from there. Gift number two. So this is number two. Pursue passion. Just pursue some sort of passion, right, in your relationship. Now, this doesn't mean that it has to be all just intimacy and physical touch and all of that, but you can still pursue that type of passion that your spouse enjoys. You know, maybe it's spending time watching a movie and you are just sitting close together on the couch. Maybe it's before you go to bed, you have some time, or in the bed before you go to sleep, you have some time just to talk, and you do that kind of pillow talk that us guys seem to hate to do at times, but it's that. Maybe it's just, you know, giving her a hug and just hugging to relax and just, you know, allowing yourself to be and be with her. I mean, wouldn't that be something? Just sit there and relax. Maybe you need to grab her hand as you're walking and you're doing your shopping, or you're walking outside, or you're just taking a stroll. And normally that's not what you do. And maybe that's what you need to do. And she's going, "What have you been doing? You know, you've been listening to podcasts or what?" And you can just take credit for yourself. You don't have to tell her anything. But just pursue some passion. Get back to those roots of what, you know, drew you to her in the first place. You know, what was that? What drew you to that person? What drew you to them in the first place that allowed you to want to, right, pursue them, want to be with them? We all desire to be wanted. We all desire to be pursued. And that is something that you can give them coming up this holiday season. Gift number three, don't skimp on your time together. Okay? Take some time. Make sure you take some time for the two of you without kids. Okay? If you've got kids, do it without kids. And we're all busy. I know you're busy. I know this is a busy time. But make sure you give yourself the space to where you can actually spend some time together. You know, we love to go to Asheville, North Carolina. There's a beautiful hotel there that I love to go to each year. They do gingerbread house competition, and they have hot chocolate and beautiful old fireplaces, and just has a gorgeous view out over the mountains. And that's just something we've tried to do at least for one day each season. And they decorate it up for Christmas, and it's just absolutely beautiful. So find a place that you could go, maybe for a day, maybe for a couple hours. You know, it doesn't have to be something that you do overnight. You don't have to spend a bunch of money on, but you get out and you do something a little out of the ordinary, and you spend some time together. So make sure you do that. Gift number three, ease up on the criticism. Whoo! Right? Ease up on the criticism. Do your best over these next few weeks to not be critical of your partner. Now, that is hard to do for some of you. Some of you are so wired. Your brain has been so wired from the time you were little to be critical of others, to be critical of yourself, but ease up on the criticism. Notice when words come out of your mouth that are not uplifting to your spouse. Notice when those words come out. Notice that it's just a negative, negative, negative thing, right? And notice that that is an issue within you. When you feel like you need to be critical of somebody else, that's not on them. That's on you, my friend. So notice what that little voice is talking about in your brain when you feel like you need to say something that is not nice to them, that you need and feel the need to be critical of, and just stop yourself. Just stop yourself and say, you know what? No, I'm going to give this gift right now. I'm not going to be critical. I'm not going to stir this up. I'm not going to cause drama. I'm not going to make this something that it's not, and I'm not going to be critical. And in the same token, stop being so critical of yourself. Notice the negative self-talk. Notice what you continue to do to yourself and inject some positivity in there. Inject some positivity within yourself and inject some positivity within your mate. Because if you'll do that, I will guarantee that they will notice that you are all of a sudden not being as critical as you normally are. They're going to say, "Where did Critical Charlie go?" Even if your name's not Charlie. And you're going to be like, "No, he's not here right now. Hey, this is kind of a new me. I'm just trying it out. Let's just try it on like a new jacket, like a new pair of shoes, and let's see how it works." And I promise you that it'll work out well in your favor. So drop that criticism. And gift number five. Now, you know I can't go a podcast talking about relationships without also saying drop those expectations. If you will go through the next couple weeks and you will drop your expectations of your spouse, you drop your expectations of that special someone, you will begin to notice that that criticism will start to dial back as well. You will begin to notice that your relationship starts to spark some more intimacy. You will notice that you will not be nearly as much on edge because you are not expecting that person to act in a way that maybe for years they've never acted. You know, you've got this whole script. You're like, boy, if they would just do, well, they don't do that. So how about starting to assume that that's just kind of them? Oh, that's just her being her. That's just him being him. That's just what they do. And once you realize that, then you can decide how you want to come at it from your side of the house, right? It doesn't mean you have to be a doormat, or doesn't have mean you're going to be stepped on if it's something that's, you know, unsafe or it's harmful, that thing. I'm talking about a normal, just daily thing where your expectations aren't being met and you get all worked up about it, right? You get all worked up about it. So just notice that. Notice those little irritants that they have that you allow to come up in you. Let those things sit there. Let them pass. And just drop those expectations. And then the last one for the week, the last one is this, is to actively listen to your partner. To actively listen, not just to sit there and have your mind thinking about what happened at work or thinking about the game or watching something else, but to actively listen to them, to actually repeat back what they say, what you heard them say, and what you believe that they meant. And ask if that was the intention that they had, and if that's what they meant, repeat it back, and then have a conversation. But actively listen to them. When you start actively listening, they will begin to know and feel that they are important to you, right? That they are important to you. Think about it when you know somebody is just 100% focused on you. They don't have their phone. They're not distracted by TV. They're not distracted by the internet. They're not distracted by kids. They are 100% focused on you. Think about how that feels within you. It feels good, right? It feels like someone is paying attention. Someone cares about you. Someone values your opinion, right? Someone values your opinion. That's what they feel when you give them 100% of your attention, when you give them 100% of your time, when you give them 100% of your focus. That's what they feel about you. What a gift you could give. So some gifts you can give over the next few weeks, right? Number one, learn your partner's love language. Number two, allow some space, right? Allow some space for having pure passion. Okay, allow some space for passion. Become passionate again. So wherever you've got to do with that, if you need to hug, have some pillow talk, right? Don't skimp on time together. Okay? Crack down on criticism. Notice that criticism. Lose your expectations. And then finally, actively listen to your partner. Boy, if you do that over these next few weeks, if you do that throughout this holiday season, your relationship will get better. Your relationship with yourself will get better. And your relationship with your partner will get better. What a gift that you can give to them. If you're struggling this week, I know that some people out there are really struggling during this time. If you're having a tough time, if you're struggling moving forward, if you're just struggling with life in general, I'd love to talk to you. Reach out, drdarrenwilson@gmail.com, drdarrenwilson.com. We'll get on a brief consult, and we'll see if we can get this thing moving forward and help you down this life's journey. So take care, everyone. I can't wait to see you back here next Thursday. Thanks so much for listening. And don't forget, check out the new course, Stop Fighting Now. Go to drdarrenwilson.com, sign up today. I can't wait to see you in the course room.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards.
cards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.